The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Lake Hamilton, about ready to get this one underway. Conrad and Martin back deep for the Wolves, ready to return the kick of Jack Shaner. Has the ball teed up at the 40. And we are underway from Lake Hamilton High School. The kick's going to bounce at the 20, go inside the 15, and then out of bounds at about the 14-yard line. So they try to place it behind one of the up men and in front of the return men, and unfortunately it rolls out of bounds, and Lake Hamilton will get it at the 35.
It looked like it might chip back there for a second, Brad, but it just kind of caught the roll and went on out of bounds. That was kind of dangerous to let that hit.
It really was. So the Bombers in their white on white tonight. White uniforms with the white pants, blue numerals, gold trim. Lake Hamilton, they've got their maroon home jerseys with the white numerals and the gold trim. And they've got their white pants this evening. Wing T for the Wolves. Motion is Miller. The handoff comes to him on a sweep to the near side. And he is going to fight his way for a four-yard gain. Looked like it was going to be about a yard and a half. And he managed to squeeze a little more out of it.
Bombers did a good job responding. Not sure if that was that buck sweep because I only saw one lead blocker. But Lawson Stockton sticking a hat in there. Tatum Bashirs as well.
So second down and about six here for the Wolves. And they'll keep it on the ground with Miller coming to the near side. Well played by the Bombers. They'll be a one-yard loss. One of the first men there from Mountain Home with Gage Lindsay, the defensive end.
That's Lindsay coming out from the end, and Tatum Bashirs again coming from the outside linebacker, doing a really good job. I think they're reading the pullers and trying to follow those guys down the line.
Daxton Hickman getting the start at one of those defensive end positions tonight in place of Moses Adams, who is ill. So third and seven for the Wolves offense here on their first possession of the night. How about a three and out to start the game, set the tone. Trips to the right side now for Lake Hamilton. They want to pass. They've only attempted 12. It's a throwback screen to the near side. They've got some running room. It's a first down. Cross the 50, the 45, the 40, and out of bounds at about the 36-yard line of Mountain Home. On the catch that time was Isaiah Clinney, making his second catch of the season for the Wolves.
Good to throw. That's a good little play where they threw back against the action. Everything was kind of flowing to the right side, and now they're hurrying it to the line.
First down for the Wolves. We've got two men in the backfield. We've got a procedure call against Lake Hamilton. That'll back him up 5 yards. Somebody moved up front. First penalty of the night. So first and 15 now for Lake Hamilton, operating right to left here in this opening quarter. 10:38 left in the first quarter. Just getting things started from Piercy, south of Hot Springs. It's Woodley and Miller in the backfield, and it's going to be Miller, the second man through, has some room up the left sideline. He's at the 15, the 20, knocked out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. Once he got to the corner, there was no support.
He's a big, strong kid, too. He was able to shuck a would-be tackler and keep on rolling for the yardage.
26-yard pickup down to the 15-yard line. They've had two 26-yard plays on this drive. First down, inside handoff this time goes to Woodley, the fullback. He is going to be hit after about 2 yards, falls ahead for about a 4-yard gain down to the 11.
Be interesting to see how many of these are the trap play. I'm trying to diagnose this because Mountain Home's been pretty aggressive so far this year with their defensive tackles. They may be trying to, lull them into getting upfield.
Motion to the top side of the field now. And the handoff is Woodley. Woodley breaks a tackle of the backfield on his feet at the 5 and down to the 3. It's going to be first and goal coming up now for the Wolves.
Had a bomber that had a chance to stop him for little to no gain, and he was able to just slip through the tackle attempt.
So first and goal, they're going to mark the ball at that 4-yard line, so it goes for a 7-yard gain officially. 9:47 left opening quarter. Nice opening drive by Lake Hamilton as they try to punch it in to set the tone early. First and goal from the 4 for the Wolves. Miller comes in motion to the near side, and it's going to be Woodley. Hit in the backfield, the ball's loose, and let's see. The Bombers say they have it. Let's see what the officials say.
And he's pointing.
It is mounted on football. Woodley coughs it up inside the 5. Huge turnover for this Mountain Home defense.
I think Colby Lockhart, the sophomore linebacker, came up with the recovery.
So Woodley fumbles away inside the 5, and the Bombers will take over at their own 2-yard line.
Big stick by Brock Boget caused that fumble.
So the Bombers working left to right out of the shotgun from their own end zone. Straight ahead, it's going to be the quarterback keeping it as McKay will make his way out to the 5. That was a slow developing play. Almost looked like he wasn't ready for the snap, and he'll get a 3-yard gain out of it.
It's very cautious, but you got to be really cautious taking a shotgun snap in your own end zone.
Boy, what a big turnover that was. Lake Hamilton was moving the ball very effectively. And we've got a flag, and, yeah, we got movement in the backfield. That was Boget that started early that time. And that'll back the Bombers up to the 2.5-yard line with half the distance to the goal with the penalty. So now we're back to second and about 9 here for Mountain Home. McKay stands in his end zone. He will hand it off straight ahead, and this is going to be Hirschberger, who fights his way across the 5 to the 6 with a 4-yard pickup.
Gets it back to something manageable. Trying to see if that more like 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6, but that's something you can pick up in this offense.
Yes. 3rd down and about 6 here for Mountain Home. Motion. That's Hirschberger going to the top side of the field. And they're going to run that way. That gives them an extra blocker. McKay running out of room. He is hit and driven out of bounds. It's going to be a loss on the play, and the Bombers will be forced to punt.
Yeah, the Bombers couldn't set the edge on that play. The whole side of the offensive line looked like it kind of collapsed and got stuffed into the backfield.
A loss of 2 on the play, so Mountain Home unable to take advantage of the turnover. And now McKay will punt from his own end zone. It's 4th and about 8 here for Mountain Home. McKay will get the kick away. The return man lets it bounce at the 40, 45, still rolling across the 50. And it's going to roll dead at the 47-yard line. A pretty nice punt by McKay once again.
Got the great roll on that one, Brad. I guess the receiver might want to pick that one up. He could get a chewing when he gets back to the...
Turned into a 49-yard punt with the return, with the roll.
That's right. Justin Crutchmer went back from his safety position and just didn't feel the ball and let it hit and roll.
So the Wolves take over at their own 47-yard line. Grant Bearden is the quarterback, and we've got a flag on the play, an offside against the Wolves. They check it against Mountain Home. The official pointed the wrong way. Bombers lined up in the neutral zone, and that gives the Wolves a free 5 yards.
Oh, Coach Airy will not like that. That's just giving away yardage.
Two penalties, 8 yards against Mountain Home. I can hear Coach Harry up here, even with the headset on. We can hear him all the way across the field. 1st and 5 here for the Wolves in the on the Mountain Home side of the 50. Handoff comes to the near side. Into the clear is Miller. He's going to take it to the house for the touchdown. Owen Miller virtually untouched coming to the near side, and he goes 48 yards for the touchdown.
Yeah, they created a fantastic seam here on the left side of their offensive line. There's nobody around to get a hand on him. Everybody was sealed off, and it was clear sailing.
Comes with 7:29 left in this opening quarter. And now the extra point attempt. Alex Hertz is the kicker, 13 of 13 on extra points. And this one is good. He squeezes it inside the left upright. 7:29 left of the opening quarter. Lake Hamilton strikes first. The Wolves up 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Sonny, I'll tell you what, Lake Hamilton, we knew what a good run game they had coming in, and that's what the Bombers had to shut down, and they've looked impressive so far, Lake Hamilton.
On that touchdown play, they did a great job. They kicked the end out, and then they sealed the backers, and it was just nothing but wide-open spaces.
For Miller, that's his third rushing touchdown of the season. Here's the kickoff, and that's good for a touchback. I'll tell you what, this young man's had a great game, great season so far, Alex Hurts. That is now 12 touchbacks on 17 kickoffs.
That's a great leg.
So the Bombers will start at their own 20, down by 7. 7:29 left here in this opening quarter. Second possession of the night for Mountain Home. They did nothing on that first one. Got a couple of yards. That was it.
That penalty really hurt.
Four receiver set. Ball's fumbled, and the Wolves have it at the 20. They tried to hand it off to Hirschberger, and something happened there in the mesh point, and the exchange was never made. It hit the ground, and the Wolves had the football at the 20.
Yeah, number 57, Zach Roberts, he just reached down there and picked it up. Never got the handoff handed off. It was in the mesh, like you said, and just dropped the ball on the ground.
Well, it's amazing when you listen to the stat. I'm going to tell you, the Bombers are 2-1, but their turnover differential is -4. They've had 7 turnovers. The opponent's only 3 on the season coming into tonight. You don't win much with a turnover ratio like that, but the Bombers have. Let's see if the defense can step up here. The play handoff is to the right side. They give it to Martin. Martin's going to take it inside the 15, down to about the 13. He gets about 7 yards on the play.
Yeah, Mountain Home's really struggling out there. They're getting sealed in with their ends. They're not able to do any outside contain. It's just leaving a D-back back there or an outside linebacker trying to slow those guys down.
We've got officials time, and the referee, the white hat, is coming to the Lake Hamilton sideline, pointing towards the end zone. I'm not sure. Maybe a problem with the play clock. I'm not sure what he's pointing at. He's talking with Tommy Giller, the head coach of the Wolves right now. I can hear Coach Erie yelling at his defense from up here during this timeout. He has not been happy. Official still talking with Coach Giller, and I'd be interested to know what this is about.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know if we're even going to play with a 25-second clock on display.
They're pointing towards the end zone, and that's the only thing I notice. He's putting his hand up, and
he's doing the wind in the clock motion as well.
Apparently, they're not starting the play clock quick enough after they put the ball down for play. That's because when he put the ball in play, he blew his whistle in motion, and then he was watching the clock, and it took it a second before it started. So that's what the problem is. So second at about 3.5 here for the Wolves. Handoff. This is Miller coming to the near side. He's got a first down run inside the 10, down to about the 8-yard line. Boy, they run hard, Sonny.
Well, they do run hard, but they're also getting just some great blocking up front. They're really moving the line. Mountain Home is not doing anything right now to kind of set their foot in the ground.
First and goal for the Wolves at the 8-yard line. And the handoff coming to the near side. Miller has it. Miller is going to take it to the 5. Then he stood up there and never went down, but they're going to mark his progress at the 5 with a 3-yard pickup.
Lockhart was able to come over from the outside linebacker position. He plays on the weak side and was able to get that kind of stymied enough for them to blow the whistle. Another seam there, Brad. You know, they've got running lanes.
They do. Miller comes out right now as they bring an extra tight end in.
And Mountain Home responds with an extra defensive lineman, Zach
Motion
Spaulding, in.
To the top side of the field. Now Miller's back in. He's going to be the lead blocker. He's ahead of Woodley, and Woodley is going to be tripped up at the line of scrimmage. And he's down to the 3. I'll mark him actually at about the 4-yard line. So it's going to be 3rd and goal from just inside the 4. Woodley and Miller in the backfield. Motion to the top side of the field. And the toss sweep to that way. Woodley, he's got a bunch of red jerseys leading his way into the end zone. Touchdown. Boy, there was it. The Bomber going to touch him on that play. That was nicely designed and nicely executed.
Yeah, they caught the Bombers getting real in there tight inside the 5-yard line. All the defenders were almost inside the box. Nobody really out there on the edge. And once they got a block, it was smooth sailing.
Tevin Woodley with the 4-yard touchdown run, his 8th touchdown of the season, and the Wolves able to take advantage of the Mountain Home turnover and convert it into points. The extra point attempt is good. 5:16 left in this opening quarter. It's Lake Hamilton 14, Mountain Home nothing. You're listening to Bomber Football and Classic Hits 101.7.
I'm Rex Nelson. People travel to Arkansas to experience its natural beauty. We even market ourselves as the natural state. Our landscapes not only make this state exciting to visit, but a wonderful place to live, not to mention the positive impact tourism has on our economy. It's our responsibility to keep our environment litter-free. Let's do our part to keep it beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
5:16 left opening quarter. Lake Hamilton has jumped out to a 14-0 lead over Mountain Home. Getting ready to kick off. Hurts. Let's see if he sticks another one in the end zone. This one is going to come short. It's going to be received at the 4-yard line. The turn across the 10, the 15, the 20. This is Logan Walker, and he is going to be pulled down at the 24-yard line, and that's where Mountain Home will start. Well, Sonny, the Bombers have been punched hard in the mouth a couple of times here early on. Let's see how they respond here.
They are going to need to come up, and it'll be interesting to see how fast they start playing. They've played really well with some fast tempo, and see if we kind of kick that into overdrive.
Trips to the right side now for Mountain Home. The ball kept this time by McKay, and he's going to dive ahead for about 4 on first down.
Now just
read option.
Yeah, a little read play. He decided to keep and sneak it up there up the middle for just a little bit of yardage.
Second down and about 6 here for the Bombers. 4:48 left opening period, down by 14. And McKay, design run this time, running behind Hershberger. He is hit at the line of scrimmage, breaks that tackle, and then gets to the 30 before he's pushed backwards. A gain of about 2 on the play.
Lake Hamilton doing an excellent job of disrupting that line of scrimmage. Both sides of the ball.
Yes.
Right now, their strength is just overpowering Mountain Home on the lines.
And that's something you and I talked about this week, something we talked about with Coach Erie and his show, is how big and physical they are up front. And they are showing that. 3rd and 4 for the Bombers. McKay to pass, right side, incomplete. He had Logan Walker open, and he bounced the pass to him, incomplete.
Yeah, just a short hop, Brad.
Yep, Bombers going to be forced to punt for the second time.
You know, Mount Home's offense is really kind of a rhythm offense, and there's just no place to start that rhythm off of right now and start building on. You know, Mount Home came back from 3 scores last week, but that's not something you can do every week.
Exactly. And we're seeing a different level of talent we're facing tonight for sure. Crutchmer back deep for the Wolves. McKay's kick, a high spiraling kick. Crutchmer from the 40, and he's going to be down at about the 45-yard line.
Decided he wasn't going to let that one hit that time, but he almost paid a big price. Caught that in a lot of traffic, Brad.
He did. And the Wolves will start this drive at their own 47-yard line. And we'll see what kind of adjustments the Bombers have made defensively here.
Yeah, see, Mountain Home's playing almost a split four look with an opening in the middle and trying to let the linebackers clog those gaps, but they're not able to do that tonight.
Handoff is to the motion man. That's Martin getting to the right corner. He's got a first down run in the Mountain Home territory down to the 41-yard line. It's a pickup of 12.
Just good solid running there and good solid blocking. Get a lead blocker out there. He kicks an end out. You get a guy coming down that seals the other outside linebacker, and then there's nothing but one big guy taking on one of our D-backs.
Six first downs now for the Wolves in this first quarter. They lead it 14-0 with 3:48 left in the first period. Woodley, the single back, the handoff is to the motion man Miller coming to the near side, hit in the backfield, breaks that tackle, slips another one. He's going to wind up at the 35-yard line. It's a gain of six, and Mountain Home had him for a chance at no gain.
Yeah, they had Bashir's had a chance to bring him down, but then a blocker popped up out of nowhere and popped him in the mouth right as he was trying to make a tackle, and he was bouncing off another couple of attempted tackles.
So second down and about four here for the Wolves at the Mountain Home 35-yard line. And play action. Back to pass is Bearden. Bearden rolling right. Now he's coming back to the left. He's going to tuck it in. He's going to run. He's hit at the 30. He fights ahead to the 26. He's got a first down. Well, nice coverage downfield by Mountain Home, but nobody picked up the quarterback, and he's going to wind up gaining 9 yards on the play.
Yeah, he scrambled out the backside once he rolled to the right. Mountain Home had the play diagnosed, but then on this backside, there was just nobody with contain.
So first down here for the Wolves at the Mountain Home 26-yard line. Quickly to the line of scrimmage, and now Mountain Home jumps off sides. They're going to give Lake Hamilton 5 free yards. Mountain Home now with 3 penalties for 13 yards in this first half. We saw Mountain Home kind of shoot themselves in the foot multiple times in the first half last week and rebound. And boy, it's going to be much tougher tonight against this Lake Hamilton ball club. Here's the inside handoff. This is the fullback Woodley dragging tacklers with him inside the 10, down to the 9. First and goal coming up after a 12-yard run.
Yeah, that's that quick trap play right there, boy, and it just caught Mountain Home.
So the ball's at the 9 for the Wolves with 2:18 left in this opening quarter.
That's your patented wing tee attack play,
yes,
right there.
Woodley and Miller in the backfield this time. Now they'll shift, and it's going to be Martin that gets the handoff going to the right side. He is hit at about the 7 down to the 5. It's a 4-yard gain.
Ofa Valdez getting in there, helping out with the tackle and kind of finished off. Good job at that time of maintaining some integrity on that edge and making him try and find his way through and get some help for the tackle.
Down to 1:38 left in the opening quarter, an opening quarter dominated by Lake Hamilton. Mountain Home yet with a first down. They've had 3 possessions. Second and goal from the 5-yard line. Second man gets the handoff. Well played by the Bombers defense, and that's Bojay leading the way, throwing Miller for a 4-yard loss back to the 9-yard line.
He finally got home on the blitz, Brad. He likes to shoot that gap anyway. We've seen that several times. Got a good snap count, time down, and just shot the hole and stuck him in the backfield.
So now third and goal from the 9 for Lake Hamilton after the 4-yard loss. Bearden will, there's the double handoff, the ball's on the ground, Mountain Home has it! Lake Hamilton has fumbled for the second time inside the Mountain Home 20-yard line. Bojay covers the fumble, they go for the double handoff, they fumble it, and Mountain Home gets the ball back.
Got to capitalize when they give you a chance like this. See, this could go from a 3-score deficit to a 1-score game if you take advantage of this turnover.
We've had 3 turnovers in this first quarter, each 2 fumbles by the Wolves, 1 by Mountain Home. So the Bombers get it back with 44 seconds left here in this opening quarter. And it's a quarterback draw. McKay up the middle. McKay has some room, and he's going to pick up about 7 or 8 on the play. Maybe he's going to give close to a first
Real
down.
Real close. He got about 9 on that one with the spot.
It is a first down. They're going to move the sticks out to the 25-yard line. Well, the official on this side said it's a first down. Now the white hat comes in, and he confirms. He said, wait a minute, that's my job. First down of the night for Mountain Home, and it comes with 30 seconds left in this opening quarter. Let's see if that scramble maybe gets this offense a little spark. Down by 14. McKay wants to pass. Left side incomplete. The first time he looked Logan's way, it was short. This one is way over Logan Walker's head.
Yeah, I had a good shot. You know, you can see we're kind of getting in this four wide to start playing a lot faster. You can kind of see what we're calling this NASCAR pace.
Yeah. 19 seconds left in this opening quarter. The Bombers down 14 with the football. Trips to the left side. And McKay with a late pitch to Hershberger. Hershberger gets to the second level. He's got an 8-yard pickup out to the 33-yard line.
Just a little speed option back to the left side. He read the defender and flipped it out to Hershberger. Good running lane. Good yardage.
Bombers going to hurry and try to snap it before the end of the quarter. They do. Hershberger gets it. He goes nowhere. That was the third down play. It was third at about 2. Now the Bombers looking at 4th and 2, and they'll talk about it at the end of the quarter. We've reached the end of 1. It's 14-0 Lake Hamilton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.